I'm rolling the action.
Well, that was sexy. Want to roll your R's for me again, Poppy? Ooh. Oh, I'm sorry. This is not how we should start this one. Woo. Excuse me. Oh, man.
There exists a subgroup, the nice guy. A dying breed of chivalrous, romantic, domesticated gentlemen whose qualities are desired by the opposite sex, allegedly. However, they are dismissed and confined in such concepts as the bestie, work husband, and the dreaded friend zone. Jason and Manny are the last of the nice guys.
If you didn't notice, I was just turned on by Jason. He rolled his R's and it did something.
You better believe it.
It did something to me.
Got something a little different, a little mysterious.
I feel a little Antonio Menderes right now.
Ooh, Poppy. Ooh. Hi, Poppy.
Yes. So.
Always, you never know how this podcast is gonna start. Once we lost the hey,
yeah, now it's just random.
Now it's just random. Blame Joe.
So hey guys, I'm not Joe, and where are you?
I don't know anymore. I think I'm to the right now. I'm to the right. So however, so, where am I? Where am
not
I right
this
now?
Guy. I, me, you're above me.
I'm above you. No, see, no. Because when you did this, you said, whatever.
Okay, so I'm not Joe. And the other guy that's not this guy is also not Joe. That's Jason. And I'm Manny. And hey, guys, I know you missed us. And we came back and we decided to do something special because I think I hit a nerve, and I love my mom. Mom, I love you. You know this. I love you with all my heart. And I think she got tired of us stealing her posts. So she gave us one. And she literally said, "This should be your next one. Stop stealing." So we decided to call it the Mama Man Man Chronicles. We should probably call the other two that, but it's already over with.
It's already over. I'm not renaming them at all.
But, you know, whatever. Well,
so welcome to the brand new, never before seen Mama Madman Chronicles.
Thank you, Mom. Love you.
Today's topic is
the lottery.
As we continue to avoid our 100th episode, we don't know what we're doing, where we're doing it, how we're doing it. It's funny because this man right here, he's going out of town next
again.
again in like 2-3 weeks. And then Joe is going out of town and is around the same time. And I'm kind of caught in between. Should I go and follow this man to his destination or follow Joe to his destination? Because whoever I go with is technically I'm going to be doing live podcasts with. So it's really funny. Can't get them on the same page yet, but eventually we're going to get it because I am committed to having our 100th episode be in person in a conference room with the three of us together. And until that happens,
you and I can get together a lot easier than we can get this other guy in.
Correct. And, you know, but then I can get together with him, but in a different state. And I can't with you because you're kind of locked down. So it's really hard. But it is true. You and I are local. So I mean, you getting together. But what we could do, the backup plan is we go to a conference center and then we put him on the big screen. Like he'll zoom in and he'll be on a big screen above us. With the main camera.
I was thinking, like, you know, can we do one of those robot specials where he's just like, he's got the big iPad and the robot just kind of follows us around?
That would be, I would rent that. I would do that. I would rent that if that was something I could rent or find. Absolutely. Put that bad boy on a tablet and he goes, hey, and he rolls around. That'd be great. All right. So the lottery special. Take it away, daddy.
Okay. So, see, you're learning. So the one that Mama Man Man gave me. Oh, my phone is about to fall down. Sorry, guys.
I know that's right.
I'm reading this off my phone.
Read it.
So the question is, you hit the lottery for $150 million tomorrow. Are you staying in the relationship with the person that you're with today?
Today, oh, with the wrong podcast.
Today.
Today, I'll have you answer this first because I have additional questions.
I have a lot of questions too.
Okay. You answer it, then I answer it, then read the comments.
Okay. So I'm not with anybody today. So I would say no. Because that's easy. That's just an easy question.
That's too easy.
However, if I
If
was,
I snap my fingers,
I snapped my fingers, you
you
would
would
forget
forget
you were
you're
ever gay.
gay.
But I'm not gay. Exactly.
Welcome.
So if I had somebody, I don't know, man, because I just don't have the luck for me to be like, well, if she was like really positive person, she was such a great person, and she just sparkles my day,
Okay, well, how about
sparkles it
this?
with
How about this?
kindness. You can
If it was a guy,
consider
yeah, well, let me
that
see. too. If it was me, you'd stay with me. But no. Think about your. I mean, you don't really have much of a dating history per se, but think of your air quotes romantic or whatever, experiences in totality with women. What you've attracted. Let's say you get something along the lines of like the summary of most of your women, and that's who you're with. Would you stay?
No,
Yeah.
you just summarized a summary. No,
Yeah.
I'm happy taking that 150 mil. I mean, in my photo, if for everybody that's watching, see how he's smiling here, and then over here, he's looking like he's hatching a plan silently by himself. That
Think
would
of
be
thinking of a
me.
master plan.
That would be me. I'd be like, quickest way to throw a
But
curve
you
without.
say that, and again, of course, if you guys are watching, but if you look at it, both pictures are the same. Both pictures are smiling with teeth, and the second picture is them smirking. They both have a plan.
It might
He's
look like she's
like,
like, I get to divorce now.
Exactly. Like he's
I'm
saying,
gonna divorce and
he's
take
like,
half of this.
I'm gonna dip out on this chicken and screw her. But she's like, oh, I'm about to divorce you and get half of this and alimony.
You know what's even funnier? She's probably thinking about like divorce and alimony and all that stuff. And he's probably like, how many hookers can I get this
Thank
weekend?
God
Something
that. Thank God she
stupid.
signed that prenup. Yeah, because he no, she has a shit-eating grin, but he has a sinister grin. He does, and so it's true. It's true. For me to answer the question, same thing. Again, I'm not with anybody, and I haven't dated in 3.5 years or more, even a little bit. Thank God. But when I do an amalgamation, a summary, an equal sum, that's a spreadsheet thing for Excel equals
PEMDAS.
sum, huh?
PEMDAS.
What the hell is PEMDAS?
The order operations.
Oh,
PEMDAS.
okay. Oh, I didn't know that was what it's called. But when I look at my history, with women, I'd be like, more than likely, yeah, I'd be dipping out. I'd say, yeah, I'm good. I'm out. But the thing is, though, is that I don't know if I don't know why I would need to win the lotto to dip out. I guess I don't know if it's because we're married or something like that, because if I'm ready to dip out, I would find any excuse to dip out. I wouldn't use the lotto. So what I'm saying, when they ask
Well,
you to.
cause marriage divorce is costly, so
Okay. Oh, so you're
there
talking about
could
marriage.
be. Well, I'm just saying, in if it, when it comes to marriage, it's expensive, so
It sounds more like you're financially stuck with the person and you can't
right.
afford your lifestyle without them. And that's what it more like sounds like.
Well,
And I
cause
don't think
the
I'd
way
ever.
that the way that
Yeah.
the system is rigged, it's definitely to screw over the guy, which is
No,
horrible.
yes. But what I'm saying is it says your scenario says that you win the money and now you're dipping out. It
Well,
screams that
it's
you would have financial
asking.
right. If you dip out. But if money is the factor about whether you choose to stay with somebody or not to start a brand new life together, it sounds like there's a financial incentive to stick around, or that there was.
Speaking of, I just read this
Okay.
and I took a screenshot of it actually,
Okay.
and I will read it. I'll read it to you in one second.
Read it to me.
It says, studies show that there's a new terminology called hobosexuals.
What?
Hobosexuals. Go
Okay.
ahead.
Hobosexuals. Hobosexuals. Can I Google this term? Hobosexuals?
What's wrong with it? Hobosexuals, not homo,
Yeah,
hobo.
I got it. No hobo. No, that's not working. A hobo. It's these podcasts that ruin my search. If anybody looks at my search, they wonder. Homosexual is in a term often derogatory, used to describe someone, typically a man, who seeks out and manipulates individuals for the purpose of gaining a place to live, often by deceiving, but often by deception and intimacy. It is a form of social predation where someone uses lies and manipulation to exploit another person's generosity and living situation. Wow.
Right.
But then what's the term? What's the term? Because conversely, what's the term of a woman who does the same thing just to get free meals from men? So she'd eat. What
There's
is
no
that?
term
Just
for that.
dating?
And I'm pretty sure this term was actually created by women.
Oh, absolutely.
Of
Absolutely.
course. Because you saw
But
how when you read the description, it said mainly men.
yes, mainly men. But that's what I'm saying, though. A homosexual, I get that. But again, it's describing somebody who's manipulating individuals to gain a place to live. What is the term for women that manipulate men just so they can be taken out and wined and dined and eaten to and, well, not eat, to eat, not eaten. Well, maybe eaten too. But you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the term for that? And the term would be what? Dating? Like, that's not fair.
It's more positive.
That's not fair because women, there are women who do this. They manipulate and they use intimacy or not even use intimacy, just the titillation of intimacy, just the dangling it to get guys to take them out, spend money on them with no intention, and it's manipulation. And so what do we call that? And what we call that dating, and that's kind of upsetting in a way. But that's interesting. That would actually be a great topic for another episode that I don't want to absorb eat this eat eat eating. I'm hungry. But yeah, so back to the question in hand. So there was this video that I had seen, right? And it was basically a guy interviewing. He said, "If you won the lotto, no, if you won some X number of millions of dollars, would you keep it all, or give it to your? Would you keep it all, or would you share it with your man?" Pretty much, that's the scenario, and.
Here's the thing about winning the lottery, though, is
Yeah.
that they make it such a public affair
Correct.
that it's hard. Like, if I'm winning the lottery, especially if I'm winning that this much amount of money, I'm keeping it to myself. I'm not telling a damn soul. I'm not telling anybody. I don't want anybody knowing about it
Yeah, but it's
because
public.
I
You
know,
can't.
and that's the problem. Like, that's why
Well, it's not about your privacy. It's not even about disclosing that. It's that when somebody wins, you want to blast it out there because usually who wins is an everyman, a typical looking person. So then other people see it and then tickets spike because they're like, oh, if he could win,
They can do it, I can do
yeah, I
it.
could do it. That's really
Yeah.
what all it's for. It's a marketing ploy. It's not even because we want you to be exposed. No, we want you to see that this random Joe Schmo, this blue collar worker, this lower class, whatever they look like, can win. You can too. Now
Yeah.
play.
I would never. I would. And I'm already a private person as it is, so I'm just like, if I won something like that, my number one question is, do I have to divulge who I am?
Well, I mean, you could, but if it happened to me, if I won that kind of money and I didn't want to be known like that, fine, this will happen. But guess what? I'm gone. I've officially moved, possibly to not even maybe not even to another maybe to another state, possibly to another country. I've left the area, so I won, but I'm not accessible. You don't. The dumbest thing you can do is win the lotto, that kind of money, and stay exactly where you are. And
Oh, of course.
just better your situation where you are.
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea. Terrible.
Well,
You get up, you get
that's
up,
what I
and you
mean.
move.
Like, and that'd be the other two. The other issue too is like if you're trying to do something local and you're all of a sudden like you just bought a brand new house. How'd you do that? Oh, I fixed my credit. Oh, you went from driving a fucking, what are we in? We're in 2025. So let's just say, oh, you went from driving a 2020 Honda. Whatever the hell,
That's
you got a
abbreviated.
Tesla now.
You mean a 1997 Toyota Tercel?
1997 Toyota Tercel. Now you're driving a brand new Tesla. How'd that happen?
Yep.
Oh, I won
What
this
had
contest.
I had some really, really, really good stock tips.
Yeah,
Also,
I won this
I can't.
con.
I can't tell you what they are anymore because that because ChatGPT stopped telling me.
I won this contest called the lottery.
Yeah, but the smartest thing to do is get up and leave. You know what I'm saying? Get up and leave. I'm not saying don't help people or whatever, but me personally, I'm not saying I would do it. It depends upon where I am. Maybe right now, yes. Absolutely right now, if I was to win the lotto, I'm gone immediately. I'm talking about changing my cell phone number. I'm talking about locking down certain things. I'd keep my social media for my studio stuff, but that's it. I'd be gone. I wouldn't be reachable, physically reachable kind of a thing. That's what I would do. I would
change my name.
I wouldn't. I don't think I need to go that far.
I would. I got too many people looking for me.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, you got pros in every different area code. But back to the video. So the video, ops. They're called the video ops. Was there are ops. The video basically went it approached women and it said if you won the lottery, would you keep all the money or would you give it to your man, right? Or would you share with your man or give it to your man, right? And all the young women said, "I keep it for myself."
Yep.
The older women said they'd give it to their man because they know their man would take care of us and invest it. Mm-hmm. Older ones. When I say older, I'm talking about they had to be in their 50s and 60s.
Yeah, the older generation.
The older generation. The older generation would say it. I'd give it to my man. He'd know what to do with it. He'd make sure we're taken care of and we're fine, basically. And then the men, no matter what young or old, said they would share with their lady. That was it. I think it was, if I can remember right, it was three sets of young women, two sets of old women, and I think four sets of men, right? And that was it. That's how they responded on the spot. You know, it's one of those people that just, you know, you're on the street and just say, hey, you know, ask you a random question while you're on camera. That's what it was. And I thought that was telling. It was very, very, very telling. I was like, wow, that's kind of shitty. But I'm not saying that most women are selfish or at least self-centered or self-absorbed. But most women are self-centered, selfish, and self-absorbed. It's about
today's generation, most definitely.
Definitely. Definitely.
It's a sad thing to say and a sad state of affair, but I see this hands down, like just like the video, all the younger women in today's society would keep it to themselves and leave their man.
Yeah.
Because now they can afford doing so much more stuff that if their man is like a five or six or seven to them, now they can go for the 10.
Of course.
They can
of
go
course.
For the, now I've got all this money. Now I can make myself pretty. I want the attention of that guy.
Well, because that's all it is. We can say that most women get with men for the perceived security. And when you consider what security means, it means financial security. So when you can do for yourself, then whoever you air quotes settled for, you can just up and disappear now. You see what I'm saying? Men don't get with women for any other reason than you're attractive. And you might be, you know, nice and supportive. So that's why us getting money probably wouldn't make us up and dip out on you because we never got with you for money. We got with you for the emotional support, the whatever, femininity, whatever. That's the difference.
It's just like in that that whatever podcast, how men date the fry flipping correct, or the burger correct. Flipping fryer
that
whatever.
Guys date
that
down.
Guys would do that and yeah, women guys would never do
down.
That.
Yeah. Guys always date can always date down. You can you know a millionaire can definitely get with the hottest McDonald's worker ever, but a woman would never, you know, who's above that making whatever money would never date a McDonald's worker, would never because it's status for them. It's absolutely right. It's the truth though. Men date down and women date up. Both in age and that's the reason why women date older men because older men typically have more security and that's the whole concept of it. And those same older women who date, and it's funny, there was a video about that too, that these same younger women that date older men for the security, then when they get older, put down the older men for dating younger. You hear this? Have you heard this hypocrisy? The young women, the young women date older for the perceived security, right? And as they age and they become the age of the age of the men that they were dating, they then criticize those men of their age for dating younger. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because now you're older and now you have a thing about, but that's what you were doing when you were younger.
Because when you're younger, there's nowhere for you to go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, when you're older, sorry.
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry, as
hypocrisy.
Our
hypocrisy.
As our esteemed Lord and Savior Kevin Samuels says.
R.I.P. God, R.I.P. too soon, man. I don't know. I still don't. Anyway,
I think somebody did it. But anyway.
Wrong podcast. But I still can't see how that happened. I can't.
He said that the value of women falls the older that they get.
Sexual market value. Yep. SMV.
It falls the older that they get.
Yep. Yeah. And of course, we would take offense to that because, oh, what are you trying to say? That I'm valued only based upon my looks. No, but
that is a very big part of it, though.
Yeah, it's primarily that's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Because men, what are men attracted to initially? Yeah. We're physically attracted to people. Physical. We're physical beings. So if your looks go bye-bye, I guess where our interest goes. Because exactly. all you have left after that is giving peace to your man and whatever you can provide for your man at that point. Your looks are not doing it
anymore. Because I can tell you right now, and I this is not me being chauvinistic, I'm being honest. If I was married, right, or if I ever got married, God forbid, and I got with my woman and she was banging hot and she eventually let herself go, I have no qualms and no hangups to one day say, listen, I think I'm done. You know, you no longer look or resemble the women that I dated. You know, I know people age, but you know, you clearly you're not taking care of yourself. And don't get me wrong, I'll make sure that I'm getting it tight, getting it right. I'm not going to be a big slob saying this, but if I've lost the attraction to you, that whatever attracted to me is now gone, you know, substantially, I can see myself saying, yeah, I don't want to be in this relationship anymore because you're not who you were. And, you know, you're not even trying, you know, that it sounds bad, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that because the same thing is in reverse. If you met me and I was making, I don't know, 70, 80K, right? And then all of a sudden I'm not making that anymore. And you're not happy. You want to dip out because I don't provide financial security anymore. And you need to find something else. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. That actually is grounds for a divorce more so than if a man said, listen, I'm not attracted to you anymore. Let's get divorced. That'll be shunned upon in society. I look to you for attractive. You look to me for financial security. If I'm not holding up my end of the bargain and you can dip out on me and find somebody else, why is it that what I've seen you for, I can't just say, listen. And of course, I'm not saying one day I wake up, oh, you're ugly. Let's do whatever. But I would say, hey, listen, babe, you know, let's lose some weight. Let's eat a little healthier. Let's kind of get on the thing. You work with them. But if they honestly just gave up and say, no, this is me. Love all of this. Whoa. I'll be like, all right, well, now I'm good. You know, I'd rather be, you know, single than in a, you know, relationship that where I'm not attracted to my, but it's not just about looks, it's about connection. Yeah. And it's possible that the connection and the chemistry can keep you there beyond them letting themselves go. It's possible, but highly unlikely. That's just a man deluding himself and just saying it's cheaper to keep her. You know, again, I'm not jaded. I'm just being perfectly honest with you. Don't worry about it, ladies. I'm never getting married, so don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I wouldn't suggest it anyway, so.
What do you mean? Oh, getting married?
Yeah, no. No.
I can't wait to be the best man at your next wedding.
No.
I mean, okay. Sorry. I can't wait to be a groomsman at your next wedding. Should I?
Okay. You're lowering your standards. It's not, there's not going to be another wedding. Like, I would rather walk away from a situation than hear somebody say, let's get married. Damn. No. We could be together for 10 fucking years. If I've said since day one, marriage is off the table. Mm-hmm. And you're going to come at me 5-10 years later, we need to get married, I walk away.
Okay, but yeah, but that's the way it works. Women will agree to something at the moment and think they're okay with it. And A, either but it that, changes this, in the future, or B, they're biding their time saying, you know what? He's eventually going to change his mind. He's going to change his mind. He's going to change his mind because I'm a good woman. He's going to want to marry me.
But it goes back to what you just said. I said something in the beginning. And I've maintained that, and you want to change that. Mm-hmm. I was never willing to work with that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. It's happened to me back when I used to date. I think I mentioned this before. I always made sure that I had the conversation on the first date. It's a little intense, and you know, in some people, but I would figure out how to organically bring it up and be like, listen, what's really important to me in relationships is communication and intimacy. If there's any and understanding, excuse me, you got to be understanding. Which means you're not aggressive, you're not argumentative, you're understanding.
You make daddy a sandwich.
Right. Intimacy, meaning, you know, you have no hangups about PDA, about sex, about any of that stuff. or no arbitrary rules. And communication, you're going to talk to me. You know, good times, bad times. I don't have to be a mind reader. And I'd always make sure that these three topics were brought up in my first dates in the past, because I said, that's it. Because I want you to know, because it has happened where they've gone further or gone into maybe a little mini relationship or gone into a few dates where they did not fulfill one of these three things. And I said, listen, I'm out. And they're like, well, I said, no, didn't I tell you? Usually it was the communication part is usually what ruined it. But I said, I told you this was important to me in the beginning. You said you understood. You actually, most of the times, you agreed that it was important too, and you didn't follow through. And I'm just like, what am I doing? You know? So that's why when I win the lottery, I'm out. Peace out. We got to get out of there. That's just how it is. But back to the lotto thing. Again, I would probably dip out. I think Maddie says there are comments, but as he's being all shy on camera, I'll continue talking. Certain comments, such as, I'm out for the hell of it. I break my wife off a piece and say, please just divorce me and leave me. Small piece. But I double down when I say that men would more than likely stick around unless they're absolutely miserable or there was some kind of financial reason that kept them stuck with the woman. Women would probably say, you know what? I found a different whatever, and that's it. I'm out. I want to start a new life. I want hot girl summer. What was it? Hot girl summer? Was that what Kevin Samuels used to say? You're muted. I can't hear what you say. You muted on purpose? Okay, I was going to say, you muted on purpose or okay. So what are the comments? Give us the comments. I'm done rambling. You said there was comments under that post?
Yeah.
Before we wrap it up?
Oh, shit.
Did you lose it again?
Hold on. I gotta find where she sent it to me, and then there it is. Okay. Of course, my mom apparently is the first one that pops up here as a comment.
Of course, yes.
She said, "No other person on this earth I would rather be than him." Aww, love you, step. Love you, Joe, my stepdad.
Aww,
Daddy Joe, Papa Joe. another person said, "Me, myself, and I am single."
Is that okay? But I need the sex of the person saying it, or what does it look like?
It's a guy.
It's a guy. Got it.
Yeah. Another guy said, "For sure, we've got plans."
Oh, see.
Oh, that yeah, he stay. Yeah, he stay we, in the yeah, relationship.
He's staying. He's okay. staying. We got plans.
Yeah, he's staying.
Oh, another, sure.
I'm guessing this is a man.
I know it's really hard in current year.
Yeah. Well, his profile pictures. Okay, yeah, he's a man. Another man. Of course, she's the only person I want to travel the world with. Another man. Of course, it only means that I hit the jackpot twice in life.
Oh, that's cute. You know what? They must be they must be screenshotting this to their ladies just so they can get some
right.
You know, yeah, some brownie.
Look what points. I said, babe. It's on the internet.
What I said? Can I touch you tonight? What? You still have a headache? Okay.
If it's on Facebook, it's real. Yay.
Yay.
Another man, we're attached at the wrist.
Handcuffed.
I was.
They're handcuffed.
I went dark, but that's fine.
What?
Well, they say
it's like ball and chain, handcuffed together.
Well, because, you know, they say till death to do you apart, but if you're at the wrist, then, you know, whatever. I went dark.
God, never mind. Damn. Damn.
Like if I move, we're both dying.
Jesus.
Second woman comment, because my mom was the first one. I'm not in one, so it's all mine.
Okay. That sounds a little bitter.
I don't know.
And why comment? Person? Why comment if you're not in a relationship? That's the whole point. I don't comment on things that don't apply to my present circumstance, but whatever.
Right. Oh, this is another man. His tag is not in English. I'm so totally going back to my ex. That was funny.
That is funny, but why would you need money for that? That's what I'm trying to say. Unless she was like a gold digger and super fine, and that, and you knew money would have kept her.
Yeah.
But then why would you want to do that? Well, then again, if she's really that hot, who knows?
This is another female. I'm staying with who I am right now, which is my dog. Another woman. I'm single, but I'd make sure my son had everything he wanted, and I definitely blessed people that walked beside me on my journey. They stayed with me when they could have just walked away.
All right. That's still not the point. Like, these comments suck.
Yeah. Another man said, if I got 75 mil, I'd stayed. We'd just buy our land back an acre at a time.
Is this like a reparations kind of thing? Like a black man kind of thing? Like, what are you talking about? And why 75?
Oh, God. I guess he's giving the other half to his wife. I don't know.
These comments suck.
Yeah, they're not. There was just that one that was funny.
Yeah.
This one's stupid. Another man. Yes, my cats and I will be solid. Okay. Another woman. Yes. Okay.
Just yes?
Yeah, just yes.
That's the best response a woman has put on this thread so far. Well, no, that's not true. Your mom's was better. But people that we don't know.
Randoms. Another woman. No, I wouldn't stay, but I'd give him half the money since he's such a good father to our son. We're blessed to have him.
That's amicable. I respect that response because there is a difference. And I always said there's a difference between your relationship and then your relationship with the kids kind of right. a thing. So you guys may be like, but it has nothing to do with the person's ability to be a father, you know? So it kind of like us, you, me, and even Joe is kind of in that situation where our relationships with those women are toxic and disgusting, but in no way does it inform the kind of fathers that we've been to our children in any way, shape, or form. So,
correct. Yeah. This one makes
me, of course, Joe's not abandoning his, so
this one makes me want to gag. Single man. Of course, my relationship is with the Lord.
Block that person. I want you to block that. I want you to just block that person. Block them. I'll give you one more before we wrap up because this is not as fun anymore.
No, I'm like scrolling as I can find.
If you have to scroll forever, then this is clearly not the fun one.
Yeah, this is not.
Well, Madman, we appreciate you, but this is a fail.
Yeah, this one.
Comments wise, it's a fail.
Yeah, comments suck. There was only just that one.
Yeah.
The highlight of the whole thing, which was, what was it? Oh, yeah. No.
Joe Mama?
Well, no. I mean, like.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I don't remember which one it was.
Nope, no dead air.
I'm sorry. I was just reading.
Sorry, this special is collapsing under the weight of nothing. So let's cards. So let's wrap it up.
So you know, yeah. I mean,
I want to be very clear that the unofficial Mama Madman specials were way better than the official one. This is kind of a shame. Like the other ones that just happened to be, those were fun and great. This one, the official Chronicles beginning, I think we got to do a do-over.
Well, again, the majority of the men basically said, I'd split it with my wife or I'd keep it with my wife. Or if they were single,
right,
whatever animal that they have.
Which is odd to say, but okay.
Right. The women, on the other hand, from what I saw here, pretty much said the same thing. But I want to say this is an older crowd anyway.
Yeah.
I don't see any of these being the younger crowd. See, this one, a guy said, I'm retiring immediately and traveling.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. Da, 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 da. Sorry, this one.
Yeah. Womp, sorry, womp. Guys. Sorry, guys. Womp, womp. You know, not all the episodes that we do are going to be hits. Okay. They're not going to be slamming. Sometimes you're going to get these duds. Okay. So just accept it and hope.
Tell us how you feel.
Tell us how you feel. Yes.
Yeah, give us some comments. Let us know what you would do if you won $150. Would you stay? Would I stay or would I go?
Right. And again, even if you're single, don't just say, well, I'm single, I keep it. No. Then I need you to like go a little deeper, maybe use your imagination.
Yeah, and be like, you know, if I was with that one girl that, you know.
Yeah, that one girl, or think about
broke my heart.
Yeah. Or think
before
about
she
the,
broke my
or
heart.
like I did, think about the totality of your dating experience and think of the kind of man you probably would end up being and being with, or woman you'd end up being with, and then tell us, would you have stayed or would you have gone? Not everybody's has a, like a friggin' sum up of negative experiences. And not all my exes were necessarily negative themselves. It's just some of them were undesirable. It's just I just know that I'd probably be with somebody less than stellar, and I'd dip out probably.
God, a majority of these comments are like, I'm divorced, I'm single, I'm divorced, I'm single, I'm divorced, I'm single.
Yep. Well, because
That's.
that's you know the statistics now. 51% or 52% of marriages fail. 72% of them of lesbian relationships fail. Something about I don't know something about is it 72 something some percentage of those are all initiated by women. I forget. So we know, of course. That's it.
And then all the women, of course, I love them. Of course, yes, of course,
Of
me,
course, why not?
myself,
Of
and
course, why
I.
not? So, final thoughts on winning the lottery and sticking with your significant other, or running for the hills? Damn, that's a good. That's a good.
Love sucks. So
Love sucks.
I couldn't.
Yeah,
I couldn't.
yeah.
I don't have.
Actually, it's Love Stinks from that movie, but whatever.
Yeah. It does stink. It's smelly.
No, I think it's fine. I think it's fine as long as it's as long as you don't take it too seriously.
I am happy for whoever decides to go that route in their life. It ain't just, it's just not for me. It's not. It's not gonna happen. And
But
I'm fine with that.
you're so lovable, and you
It's
should be with
great.
somebody.
Love me from afar.
Okay. Good stuff. Yeah, for me, yeah, I'll dip out, probably. Knowing my luck. Because I have horrible taste in women, but I wouldn't need the lotto to run. I'd probably dip out as soon as I felt like I wasn't in it anymore. Because and I'm not fickle, guys. I used to love hard. I used to, but I'm not jaded. But now I've learned enough in my experiences that I won't just make it work for the sake of making it work. I'm not gonna say, okay, you damn, you know, your hair is not did today, I'm done. No, but if there's enough, then I'll be like, all right. And usually, not usually, I would have communicated it beforehand. So you'd have known what my gripes were before things ended. I don't know how much longer before things ended you'd have known it, but it definitely wouldn't have been the day of. It would have been, you know, a few weeks, maybe a few months. I'll give it some time to stew. But yeah, I definitely wouldn't need lottery to dip out. I would need lottery to leave this, you know, the country, sure. But yeah, I probably wouldn't stay. Sorry.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, I would probably date a man and see where it goes. Huh?
Like that idea. I like that idea.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend?
Work.
And that is it for the Last of the Nice Guys podcast, the first and regrettably Madman Chronicles lottery special. As we continue to delay our 100th episode until we can figure out how to do the 100th episode, which should be a fun 100th episode because it's gonna be the 100th episode. Thank you for your
Lovers.
time.
The Last of the Nice Guys. Follow, like, and subscribe on Twitter and Instagram at Last Nice Guys. Facebook.com/Last Nice Guys or email lastoftheniceguys@yahoo.com.
This is an audio production of Vibe Revelation Studios, the cure for your common day. VibeRevStudios.com.